in the House of Representatives and in the Senate. Getting things done in a conservative way but would be a no-brainer, but apparently that's not the case. Joining us right now is Representative Adam Morgan. He is also the chairman of the South Carolina Freedom Caucus. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir. That's right. Thanks for having me on.
Last time I called you the director, and that was not that was not it.
And I think you called me... And I think you called me the president one time, too.
That's right. Exactly right. So there was a bill today to table an amendment that would use South Carolina taxpayer money to promote diversity, equity, and inclusion, to hire trainers as well. And there were a lot of so-called Republicans that voted to not table this amendment, right?
Yeah, it was really crazy. It was actually yesterday. And it was on a bill, a workforce bill, that was going to reform and kind of standardize the way we do workforce training and all these different kind of issues that have been really micromanaged and not done well over the last few years. So on that bill, we added a clear prohibition of DEI instruction for both government agencies and any businesses or entities that receive government funding, that they can't be pushing and forcing woke DEI training on their people. And we also, another amendment we put on it was prohibiting ESGs, that companies that want to try to get, some kind of money from the taxpayer, they can't be out there pushing ESGs and promoting that, woke nonsense that, is a massive threat to our republic. And both of those amendments, the Republican establishment joined with Democrats to kill, which was baffling to me. Because they all say they're against, DEI. They
right.
want, oh yeah, we want to get rid of that. But then you have a clear vote, and they all shoot it down. So I don't know.
Did
it's baffling to me.
Did anybody give an explanation?
Not a good one. I think I'm trying to even remember what the explanation was. I think they just tabled it. It just, but we might have had somebody who said, oh, well, this isn't a part of that bill. I think I remember a member saying, well, there's a bill, a separate bill that might be moving that would take care of that. And, that argument is just ludicrous. It's like, a bill that has been sitting, in a committee wasting away. We have that, and that's going to take care of it. Well, you're not moving it. It's not passing. Here we are today. We pass this amendment. It's done. And so that argument just doesn't hold water. And then I think on the DEI, I think it was just tabled. They just tried to move it really fast and trying to cover it up.
We're talking with South Carolina Representative Adam Morgan. It's all of these people, and now we had that other bill that we talked about a little while ago, the hate crimes bill, and I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, you're going to give somebody extra jail time because of what they were thinking when they committed a crime? How is this a conservative bill that 50 something Republicans voted for it?
Isn't it so telling that we have a Republican supermajority? And with that supermajority, we got a watered-down pro-life bill.
Yeah.
We at least got constitutional carry passed, but actually it had some watered-down things in it that they forced through. And then now, in 1 week, we push hate crimes. We push a massive, unprecedented $1.3 billion tax incentive to a private company. And then we table and kill amendments that would prohibit DEI and ESGs. That's our Republican supermajority in the House.
Let's talk about that money that is going to Scout. Let's talk about that. The electric vehicle. Do you drive a Scout? Because I don't drive a Scout.
I do not. Yeah.
I've never even seen a Scout. I don't even know. I don't even know what they look like. But we're going to give them. How much money is this thing going to total out to be?
Well, it's really Volkswagen. That's who is really. This really is. Yeah. That's who this really is. It's Volkswagen. And yeah, it's $1.3 billion on this go around. $1.3 billion in incentives, and $400 million of that money is straight cash payer tax or cash payer cash that we are giving to a company. Taxpayer cash being handed to a private company. Oh, thanks for moving here, which is insane. I mean, I'm sure you and your listeners will remember we did this with the Carolina Panthers.
Yep.
You know, not too long ago, they got so excited, and the establishment guys, you know, all patted each other on the back and said, "Hey, we're doing this great thing. This is the biggest win. It was the a record breaking economic development, quote unquote, which is just real ends up being a word for government planning." And you remember what happened with that? The project failed.
Yep.
And the taxpayers were left holding $40 million. You know, the interchange to nowhere.
Yeah.
And now the footage was released last week of them tearing and demolishing that stadium that was, you know, partially begun construction. And here we are making, I mean, even worse, at least that was just tax subsidies. Here we are giving cash to a private company, which is just insane. You know, it's unfair. It's picking one massive company over all the other companies. And it's just completely fiscally irresponsible. And best of all, it's going to Columbia. You know, so
yeah.
It's like, that's what they keep talking about, how, oh, this is really needed. And, you know, I guess you could see an argument if it was going to an area that was really struggling and really depressed and needed industry.
Yeah, if it was in Allendale.
Columbia.
Yeah, if it was in Allendale or something like that, Bamberg, you might see it, but Columbia. So, I mean, is McMaster trying to be the electric vehicle governor?
You know, I have no idea. I've not talked to his office about this. You know, the whole electric vehicle thing is so funny to me because, you know, that requires so much power to charge those vehicles. And I don't know if you were one of the ones at my house on Christmas Eve, my power shut off because we couldn't handle everybody being at home baking their Christmas cookies. You know, and now they want to plug in everybody's like electric vehicles all over the state. The whole thing is, you know, it fundamentally, what frustrates me the most is, as conservatives, you know, the Republicans are so excited. I mean, they're salivating over this.
Yeah.
They got this huge corporation to move here, a huge corporation that loves their ESG rating, that's going to move and do all this major development. And, you know, we're absolutely pro-business, pro-growth, pro-free markets. But being those things does not mean me trying to entice businesses and plan what businesses need to go where and which jobs need to go where. That's what socialists do. Socialists use the bureaus and plannings and use other people's money to try to, you know, organize and plan the whole, you know, industry and community. And it just bothers me so much that we live in a world where Republicans, because they can say, oh, I got this big corporation here and it's going to bring a lot of jobs, that they act like that's conservative when it just is completely antithetical to conservative principles.
It really is. And when I see something like this happen, Adam Morgan, it just, I'll always go back to think about that, the loyalty oath. I always go back to that and I go, well, I think some of these people need to be primaried. I think some of these people need to be campaigned against, right?
Well, you want to know what's interesting about the loyalty oath? Yesterday, there was a caucus meeting where they discussed this, and the Republican caucus members were told to vote for this. But you know what? They didn't have to deal with all the loud, obnoxious Freedom Caucus people reminding everyone, you know, of what their actual conservative principles are. And so, you know, they had this plan to just steamroll this through. In fact, in the House, this was put on special order. It was, you know, pushed through before people could even speak on it. I mean, I had my hand up to go speak on the bill, speak against, and they already pushed it straight to a vote. The majority leader jumped on and did a tabling motion, you know, motion to, it's kind of in the weeds, but if you can say, oh, I voted on the prevailing side, so I make a motion to redo the vote. He did that motion and they tabled it so that we couldn't even ever bring it back up. And I was never seen such, I mean, we're talking about $1.3 billion of taxpayer money. And we're trying to steamroll it through and get it out as fast as possible with little to no debate, no discussion, and with the Panthers stadium being currently demolished this week.
It's kind of ironic, isn't it?
Flabbergasting.
Yeah, it's kind of poetic. It's poetic, is
you
what
can't
it is.
Make it up.
Yeah. So, well, I unbelievable. Yeah. Thank you so much for keeping on top of this, Representative Adam Morgan. Always a pleasure.